and now applying her moisturiser without having to worry about her waistline. Here's Hannah Critchlow with our question of the week.
The Naked Scientist's question of the week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, we find out if a liberal slathering of oil-based moisturiser softens our wastes in more ways than one.
My name's Heather McPherson, and I'm from Ontario, Canada. I was adding an oil-based moisturiser to my face, and I was wondering, does that absorb any calories into my system?
With the answer...
My name is Richard Guy, and I'm a professor of pharmaceutical sciences at the University of Bath in England. Given that a normal-sized person, a grown-up person, has a skin surface area of nearly 2 square metres, and given that we're about 70% made up of water on the inside, we would lose a lot of water across the skin if it didn't perform efficiently as a protective barrier. It carries out this remarkable feat primarily through a very thin, specialised layer, the stratum corneum. This layer on most parts of the body is only about 1/100th of a millimetre thick. Under the microscope, the stratum corneum looks a little bit like a brick wall. The bricks are the skin cells. While the bricks can take up water, the lipids filling the spaces between them provide an oily film into which water transfers reluctantly. Remember that old adage that water and oil don't mix? So, what happens when we apply oil-based creams to our face to provide some moisturisation during cold, dry winters? Is the oil or fat in the cream absorbed into the body, making us put on weight? Well, the short answer is no, not to any extent that you would notice around your waistline. The function of the oily part of moisturising creams is to reinforce the lipids in the stratum corneum and to make it even more difficult for water escape. But where do the oils or the fats go in the end? Well, they mix in with the natural lipids at the stratum corneum, and some may well move gradually into the deeper layers of this thin barrier. But once on the other side, they encounter an environment which is very watery. For an oily substance, this is not an attractive place. And therefore, fat transfer out of the stratum corneum will be very slow and unfavourable. As a result, the amount of oils in the cream that will end up reaching the inside of the body will be very low.
So, we can oil up our outsides without worrying too much about our insides. And with that calorific quandary solved, a new question for us to chew over during this coming week.
Hello there, I'm Christine Lang and I'm based in Canterbury, Kent. I occasionally have trouble sleeping and have found that reading a book just before bed really helps me to relax and feel tired. I was considering getting one of those electronic book readers that are becoming popular, but was just wondering, in what way would the light and constant flickering from the screen affect your brain? And would it stimulate it in such a way that would prevent you from becoming tired?
So, are monitor screens and e-books more than your standard page turner, leaving you tossing, turning and up all night? Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientists.com, tweet at nakedscientists, write on our Facebook page or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
That was Hannah Critchlow with our question of the week. And like she said, if you think you know the answer to whether e-readers might keep you awake rather than a book, do write on our forum or check out our Facebook page.
And I would like to say that the best thing to do if you're having trouble getting sleep is to sit down and listen to The Naked Scientist. But I think we'll keep you awake all night with your head buzzing with science questions, or at least I hope so. That's all we have time for this week. Next week, we're going to fit 40 week winks into 60 minutes as we look at the science of body clocks and sleep and how disrupting your internal clock might be bad for your health. You can email your questions in to chris@thenakedscientists.com, tweet at Naked Scientists, or post them on our Facebook page. Thanks to Alan Jamieson, Jonty Powers, Jason Hall-Spencer and Robin Williams, and to Hannah Critchlow, Mira Senthilingam and Tom Simpkins.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK Fast. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.